T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we go to the Dialpad guest line. All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. He's one of the best in the business. 95.7 The Game football insider, Adam Kaplan, joining the show. Adam, good morning, and thank you for your time, as always. Let's start with the big news out of the NFL. Patrick Mahomes exits last night's win at Denver in the second quarter with a dislocated kneecap. What are you hearing in terms of injury, timeline, and then a follow-up? Will the Chiefs consider making some sort of trade to help bolster the quarterback position?
Yeah, first of all, let's take the latter, Joe, on the trade. Well, anyone they would, they're going to have to add someone because Mahomes will miss time. They don't know yet. They won't know and have any idea how long he'll miss until the MRI is in. The typical dislocation is a 3 to 5 week miss in terms of timeline. But the other problem associated with this situation is that, you know, there's going to be a degree of soreness, and he's going to have to wear a brace, and this is something that he's not been doing. So that's another thing. And the other thing is, how clean is their MRI when it comes to what's going to go on this morning? They won't know until it has it. And they want to their hope is there's nothing else with ligament damage or nerve damage. If not, then it's a matter of, okay, you could get it repaired, and that's going to knock you out for several months, or you could play with it. You're going to have soreness when you come back. We're going to manage it, and obviously rely on the run game. But they will add another quarterback, but Matt Moore will be the starter until he comes back. You cannot trade for someone and say, okay, that guy's going to start. It doesn't work that way.
But when you look at possible trade targets, and I don't think you're wrong, by the way, about the MRI, when you talk about tendons and ligaments underneath that kneecap, there usually is some damage. If you looked at C.J. Beathard or Nick Mullins, would these be attractive pieces to come in and at least be a suitable backup for Kansas City?
Yeah, you know what? What you're going to look for is they're going to look for someone who started an NFL game. They're not going to be looking for a developmental prospect right now. That's not what they need. They'll wait. They're going to wait until they find out how long Mahomes is going to be out. If it's only going to be 4 or 5 weeks, then they could probably live with Matt Moore, and they could just go get a veteran that started a bunch of games. And the other thing is you got to know the terminology. They run West Coast terminology. This is not the North Turner system, the number system. This is the wording system. It's a little bit different, and that's why it's very important to bring in someone if they had a play that could come in here. And you're not it. I can't see it being a first or second year quarterback. I know you're mentioning those guys with the Niners. That doesn't help them at all. I would be stunned if they did that. They need someone because remember, that quarterback would be one snap away from playing if Moore were to suffer an injury.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't see that happening as well, Cap. What kind of threat does the Washington Redskins pose for the Niners in which way?
Low, I don't see anything. The one thing, though, that they're doing, not that this should matter because the Niners have played well against the run, Bill Callahan wants an old-school 1990s offense. They're taking the air out of the football. They're running it. They're running it a ton with Adrian Peterson now is the guy. Now, Chris Thompson doesn't look good for his – he's their changeup of the third down back. He's got a toe injury. Doesn't look good for him to play against the Niners this Sunday. That's what they're doing. And Terry McLaurin is the guy that has been really terrific, their third-round pick out of Ohio State. He's been their bright light on offense, but that's really it. They've been beat up at the tight end position. Their offensive line is not playing well. And, by the way, the Niners, D-line, one of the most dominant performances we've seen this season. They were incredible. They completely shut down – the Rams offense last week. It was something. After that first drive where it didn't look so good, after that they absolutely just kicked the Rams offensive line's butt, and that was something to watch.
When you look at Kyle Shanahan, what's at stake? He's only talked about him and his father was a great moment. After that, he said he didn't miss anything in D.C.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, I loved it, by the way. Is that a little added incentive? Do you think, you know, the Washington media, can you see that being something that these players and both teams kind of say, look, this is bulletin board material?
Well, you know about this stuff. I mean, this is a different type of bulletin board material. This is very, very unique, where a head coach of the opponent this week takes his veiled shot without saying exactly what the problem was that he had in Washington. I know some of it. I mean, I could tell you there was some stuff going on there when Kyle was there, and I know he wasn't happy with, and the Shanahans weren't happy with. And look, it typically does not end well for coaches in Washington. That's just been the history of Daniel Snyder as the owner now for 21 years. It just doesn't go well there. They're a terrible football team. They barely beat the hapless Dolphins last week. I don't know if it's going to really matter about the bulletin board material, so to speak, if there is any, because the team is so bad. And remember, they already fired their head coach. It's just they're an absolute mess. They are not too far away from the Dolphins right now.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game Football Insider, with us here on 95.7 The Game. What's the weak spot on this Niner team? Like, we're sitting here and we're trying to make sure we don't get too biased in how excited we are with the way the team's been performing. But at some point, someone's going to be able to attack them. Like, if they had Belichick this weekend, he'd be looking to attack some point of weakness. What would that be?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that we need to start taking a look at, because the team is playing so well. But the one issue on offense they have is the lack of explosive plays downfield from the receiver group. And I've been saying on the station for 3 weeks, boy, it'd be nice to add Emmanuel Sanders if the Broncos would lose a couple more games. Now, they got smoked last night and embarrassed. I really do believe, I know John Elway keeps denying that they're going to move Chris Harris or Sanders, but if they lose their next game and go 2-6 right at the bye, I can't imagine those players will be on the roster because they are on the final year of their deal. Not that Sanders is the cure-all, but they badly need a veteran, proven receiver. Sanders, though, we should mention, is playing with a sore knee. And he's made it clear that it's bothering him, but he did a good job listening. He did all that he could. But they really, you know, Marquise Goodwin's the guy that I always thought that had the ability to do it, but it's not happening yet. Now, let's not forget, Garoppolo is coming back from a significant injury. He's got to get his timing back. It's getting better, by the way. It's getting better each week, but it's not there yet. And the lack of explosive play. So, because think about it. If you shut down the run game, and last week the Rams did a really good job with it, eventually you're going to have to start hitting some explosive plays. And I think that's what people are looking for.
Especially when you talk about George Kittle maybe having a bit of a groin issue that could slow him down and his explosiveness as well. Adam, do you think that the fact that there are a number of teams that seem to be racing toward the bottom, does that make this trade deadline become more active with more of these teams like Denver being looking to sell?
In my 21 years of covering the National Football League, I don't know if I've ever heard so much talk with teams. Teams that are in the middle that want to get to the playoffs and be a wild card team, or teams that think they have Super Bowl aspirations and they're looking to fill some needs and maybe potentially upgrade. We see teams do this. The Eagles did this 2 years ago. I remember calling them a week before the trade deadline, just to see where they were at, because they were so much better than we expected. And they said that was sort of their talk internally, as about do they go for it? Are they honestly assessing their football team? This is going to be the issue with the Bills and some of the teams that are a little better than we expected. Do you realize how good you are? Be honest with yourself. Are you not as good as your record would indicate? And that's going to be the thing that the teams struggle with, that are better than we expected. Like the Niners, by the way, they're clearly better than we expected. I have them at maxing out at 10 wins. Well, heck, they may have 10 wins after week 12 or 13. So I think the Niners do have to make a move or two, particularly at wide receiver, get a veteran. And it wouldn't hurt them to get a veteran backup tackle who started a bunch of games that's near the end of his career.
I'm with you. I think a tackle is definitely a need. Adam, help me out here, because everyone keeps talking about these trades. And I'm hearing this, and I know the NBA, it happens all the time. The Niners last year, they were in a situation after week six, hell, we knew it was over, right? Why was there not a fire sale? I don't understand how I'm continuing to hear everyone saying, hey, all these big trades, is you see that there's a shift, that there's going to start being every team that's losing now is going to be selling everything?
No, what's going to happen, Lo, is that the teams that have players like Denver and two key players that are on the final year of their deals and they don't think they're going to resign, you're not going to put the franchise tag on them, so just move them. Like, these are two players. I mentioned Sanders and Harris in their 30s. What is the point of having them if you're not going to the playoffs? I think this is what John Elway probably struggled with. They shocked us by winning two games in a row. Now the reality hit, as I was saying a minute ago, you got to be honest with yourself. They got absolutely embarrassed at home. Their fans booed them off the field, the reporters said, who were at the game. Being now at 2-5, you need to start having a fire sale. This team's not going anywhere.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game Football Insider, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Dynamite stuff as always, Adam. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Guys, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.